Listen, everyone makes messes. It's just a part of life. And the bigger you live, the bigger the mess, if you know what I mean. That's why you need Fabuloso. With twice the active cleaning ingredients, it just completely takes the drama out of any mess. It smells great while you clean. The only way to describe it is the scent of passion. And once you're done cleaning, it lasts so long. You know, if you make a mess, you can get your home dramatically clean with Fabuloso. No worries.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have Jennifer Way. Hi, Jennifer.
Oh hi. Hello, everybody. How's it going?
I know sometimes it's hard to get in the mood for podcasting. I feel like almost every Sunday as it comes, I'm like, I sometimes would just prefer a nap. Like,
I feel like if we were younger, like if we started this podcast and we were like 22, we'd just do coke before the podcast. You know what I mean? I feel like you can skip things when you're younger. Like you have easier ways to do things.
Yeah.
But like then when you're like 40, you can't do that kind of shit anymore.
Yeah.
So
you can. I think what I'm. I feel like I'm finding like after 40, after 45, your pure will just does it. I'm like, wow, where did this come from? But I never had that before. I never had like discipline or anything. Like I was like, I can't even brush my teeth every day or like take vitamins every day. So, but now it's like, oh, if I don't do that, I'm in pain or I get a disease. So I'm like, oh, this is a great motivator.
But like, that's why they make like Flintstone vitamins, because they taste like candy. And then, but like the downside of that is like, they're too good and you might fuck up like a half a bottle of Flintstones. Like I've done it. You know what I mean? Then like things aren't right. Like I don't know exactly what's wrong, but I know something's not right.
Yeah. I'm there with you. I get like I have like a chewy, like a fruity magnesium, which is very important for people our age, you know, magnesium. So, but I was like, ooh, do I save it for now or do I save it for later? So I'm like treating it like a dessert.
Yo, fruity magnesium sounds fucking delicious for me.
It's not just fruity, it's grape, like solid. Purple, chewy. It's good.
This is how you know we are in our 40s, though. Like, that's what's delicious. And you're both right. It feels like pain becomes the lead factor of why you have to have willpower. It's like, I don't want to feel that way again.
Yeah.
So.
But also, like, with the Flintstones vitamins, like, if you eat just Fred, you want, like, Wilma and Bam Bam. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're all different colors. And I'm like, I didn't feel like... It didn't feel right to take just one.
Away from his family?
Yeah, or the neighbors.
Oh my God, the whole fam.
Yeah.
So Jennifer, I want to quickly bring up Sacred Comedy.
Yeah.
Your business, your brand. Because I've gotten to perform now on two different Sacred Comedy shows, and I've been on the podcast. You have two different podcasts. I've gotten to be on both. But I was curious... What made you really want to start it?
I thought a lot of women would want to spend their money this way. I was completely wrong. No, I'm just kidding. I honestly thought it was a good idea to attempt to pull some threads from the wellness world and pull some threads from the comedy world and weave them together in a way that's more supportive and safe for women, women of color, and other, you know, and other. We don't not invite. Well, that's not true. We have had men on the.
Do not invite certain people? Because to say we don't not invite, but then you stopped yourself. Like that would
No, because we've definitely had male guests on the show. It's motivated, you know, so it's more about like what kind of vibe you bring. But yeah, I do focus mostly on female or hiring, bringing on female comedians, because I personally believe that the divine feminine is rising. And I believe that female comedians are healers and they should be sort of treated as such. And I did not come from the comedy world at all. I just kind of came in like undercover in a way, and I was like, I'm just a producer. That's something I've always wanted to do. So I went to school for TV production, being a producer, documentary producer. Those were my early dreams before I realized you needed really large breasts, and I'm sure I've said this on your podcast, and like $1 million to live on, which I didn't have. So I just kind of, went into the office world. But for the last, I would say 10 years or so, I've been mulling over creating some kind of entertainment anchor that just differs from what we have in existence. So whether that's a company which is my company called Hathor Communications, which kind of helps uplift people and also heal them in ways that we wouldn't have considered before. So yeah, I don't know if I just answered the question. So I just kind of was going to actually do a festival, and instead of the festival, I was like, let me just do some shows. So that's how it really got on the ground, where I was doing monthly shows in Jersey City throughout 2023. And then this year we got one in there. and I slowed some things down. I started working on the podcast. But it's right now, I think Sacred Comedy is in a good place. Like I'm definitely taking a break, because I do want to find a new venue, especially now, because I believe women's circles are important. I work pretty closely with the maker of the Divine Feminine app, which is an app that really literally is a network for women's circles around the world, virtual. It like live. There's also resources there as well for people to kind of help organize, and I feel like that's going to be more important than ever. And we all see the entertainment world is shifting into it's getting destroyed in its current incarnation, which we all knew was needed. So I feel like 2025 is a great time for Sacred Comedy. Might try to do weekly again, but the goal, I'm not sure. Sorry, I'm rambling. I'm gonna stop. I'm just gonna pause right there. Oh, by the way, I was also diagnosed as autistic, and rambling is a huge part of it. So,
You were diagnosed at 45 with it?
48. 48. Yeah. Yep.
I feel like they can't
So
do that. I
well,
feel like that's
I
too.
asked for it. I asked
Oh,
for
okay,
it.
gotcha, gotcha.
I have a lot of friends who were like, I don't really want to know. And I was like, for me, it was much more like my inner child really needed to know, because my inner child was very affected by the environment, and this is this and the structures of that environment, and not feeling that I could sort of be the person that these structures demanded I be. So I think for a long time, I owed it to her to have that kind of diagnosis, so she wouldn't feels like stupid or too much or any of those things. So it's been good. It's
And
actually been a liberator.
when divine feminism takes over, I want to make sure I'm on the right side of it. Like, do you guys have familiars, like vampires have? I'm just, you know what I mean? Like, you
Definitely.
run
I don't think
errands
of
and
it
shit.
as like,
I'll do that.
yeah, no, I think so.
Okay,
Yeah,
good.
we do, right, Kate? We have familiars, don't we?
Yeah, I feel like you should have some men who you tell what to do on,
Oh.
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be one of them.
Oh.
I don't mind at all. As long as we're in power as a
Yeah.
whole. Yes.
Yeah, I'm
Anyone
on
can
board with that.
have a familiar. For me,
I think you're familiar.
I like
Wait, we do, how are we defining familiar? Is it like men or
You want
cats? Like,
like
I'm confused.
vampires in vampire stuff.
Oh yeah.
Vampires have like humans who wait on them
Oh
because
yeah.
this human just wants to be a
Like
part
Guillermo
of your world.
it's from What We Do in the Shadows. I
Yeah,
don't
from
know.
Linky.
Okay.
I love that show.
Yeah, you
Yes.
just said Guillermo,
Okay,
right? She just said Guillermo. Yeah, so
okay.
she knows.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would be that in the feminism world.
I mean, that's beautiful to offer yourself up. I feel
Thank
like in the
you.
Ghostbusters movie, when they brought it back with all women, Chris Hemsworth was kind of their familiar slash badass
That's true.
secretary in that. So
That's
you've
true.
got that hunky vibe. But for me,
Yeah.
with the Divine Feminine, and we've had this talk, I think, where I understand wanting to go towards women, but I also, especially with, a son who's very sensitive and a husband who's sensitive but
Very
also very
sensitive.
masculine.
Very sensitive.
I like seeing it being fostered in certain men too.
Absolutely.
I think it's important to not do verses at all because it's
Yeah.
so easy to be like, men are shit, you
Men
know?
are pigs, so I want to be on your side. I'll
I
say it.
don't.
If nobody else is going to say it,
I'm
okay.
not saying that
Yeah.
there aren't plenty of men out there who are steeped in the toxic masculine, but
Sure.
I think there are a lot of women also steeped in that energy. So
Yeah.
I maybe it was another person where she really liked doing all women's circles and events,
Yeah.
and she wanted to create a safe space where women didn't feel like they would get preyed upon, you know?
Yeah.
And I respect that. I understand that. But I also like opening it up to men who feel safe and really do
Absolutely.
respect. And I am happy that.
Yeah.
Got a new familiar. And some of my friends will probably be into it too. So I just want to let you guys know that
There's
we're
so
out here and
many.
we're eager.
So that is just beautiful. It obviously beautiful in and of itself, and we thank you. I think I would say, it's what. So I have to say, I'm like loving TikTok right now. So much loving TikTok. There's a lot of feminine rage right now, and it's righteous rage and it's righteous anger. And I believe that certain segments of the population, the female population, are more the designated sort of like fire warriors, physically, verbally, and they're moving into that sort of section of the circle. And I think then there's artists who are going to speak their truth or whatever. And I think women have to make space for the range of female emotion right now. And a lot of that emotion is going to be anger. And yeah, it's going to be directed towards men, because there is overall a sense of entitlement that women are very well aware of because we've been the ones giving it. So it's going to not necessarily be about combating men and pushing men or. It's going to be about withdrawing from a lot of men and a lot of these male structures. And I'm kind of doing it myself.
And you could use men to fight off the other men.
We absolutely
We're
can.
on your
So I
side.
feel like the men have to kind of organize on their own to decide to help with whatever they're best at. Like, because we want men to be in their full light as well. So if you're a writer, if you're more of an artist man, then speak and write about those kinds of things that will be help. If you're a man who has a lot of money and you're like, I need to do something with this money, I would say call up some self-defense studios and offer scholarships for women. Because women shouldn't need to fucking pay to be trained to fend off men. That's like one of my things. It's like there's so many other ways that we can do this. We can be creative with it, but personally, it's like my belief, women shouldn't have to be paying for fucking classes. More men shouldn't be making money off of women because they're scared for their physical safety. Men, we should be subsidizing men's like paychecks to help pay for this because that to me is like why would a woman need to do that? So a lot of women are organizing where it's just withdrawing. So it's like we're not gonna buy these certain products anymore because they fund this or they, and it depends on the individual, like whatever each individual wants to do in their own, even if they're not activists, like not everyone's an activist, then start writing, or organizing or creating or making, start knitting, whatever it is. But men and women both kind of moving forward because we're gonna be met with a lot of resistance as the swan song as patriarchy dies, because we're at the beginning of that, and everybody knows that, and everyone knows that that's been coming. But it would be wonderful to have places where we can equally lead together. But right now, there's such a wave of violence coming over women, but they're not fazed by it right now because everyone's like, we've always dealt with this. So what is there to be scared of? So we're just not scared anymore. That's what it really feels like to me. I mean, I've been a little aggressive in my car, especially when it comes to those big pickup trucks, ladies, you know what I'm talking about?
What do you do to them?
Just honk at them if they're like literally being assholes or dicks and kind of like out in the road. It's Jersey City, so everyone drives like a maniac anyway. And listen, I've been guilty of it from time to time. But when you have this giant truck that does not belong in a city and you're cutting off the traffic so that you can cross in front of me and go up the other side of the street, like you're pulling out, you're like, that's my space, dude. So I just kind of sat and beeped and stared him down and blocked a whole row of traffic, which made me feel really good because honestly, it was like he needs to know, he needs to back the fuck up because I'm here. You know, and these are feelings I've not been this ferocious before. I've been training to be ferocious because I walk with Sekhmet. I walk with Sekhmet hard. Sekhmet being the Egyptian goddess, the Egyptian cat goddess. She's a warrior. So, you know, it's like, yeah, they're gonna have to feel that. But then when I realized nothing was coming of it, he was just kind of, you know, pulling his like motherfucker kind of defense at me. There's nothing really to do at that point, but then to just blow him a kiss, which was hilarious because after I blew him a kiss, he literally looked at me like, oh, I think I have a chance. Like there was like that moment where I was like, yeah, this is gonna be fun. This is
He's
gonna
like, oh,
be
are we about to go out?
yeah, he was like, am
Oh
I in
shit, that turned
love?
around quick.
So
Awesome.
it's like when things get to that violent point where I'm like, I'm so angry and like, I'll be crazy, but then it's just, I'm just gonna give you love, brother. You know, let's hope that somehow that gets
Concerned, you
through
confused the shit out of that guy. He's
you.
still wondering what happened at his house right now.
Can I
He's
tell a
great.
story, by the way? This is it's a
Yeah.
topic story, and
Yeah.
I've seen this on TikTok a bunch.
Yeah.
So you may have too, Jennifer.
Probably.
There, I actually have seen multiple where someone is stealing a coworker's lunch daily. So they go and put laxatives in it to find out who is stealing their lunch. And I
Yes.
have to say, I know that's probably, well, I don't think it is illegal if you're putting it in your own lunch. I think it's kind of funny. I think it's karma. Like, who steals someone else's lunch repeatedly? Like, if you
That's not
accidentally
okay.
eat someone's lunch once, that still sucks. Like, I would be devastated if I went
I
to eat
would
my
either.
lunch. But
But
I think it's funny.
if you know a coworker gets like a dope piece of cake every day
No.
and you don't have anything, you've got a chewy granola bar, like you might dip into the refrigerator and like switch them.
Yeah.
Your own
I
case.
just know like you can't steal from, there's some people you just can't steal from because they'll fucking know right away. And yeah, they're gonna set you up. I'm just too scared to steal from people. It always backfires for me.
Yeah, I'm not like above it, but like I know that
What?
I'd get caught. So
Exactly.
that's where I'm at.
You are above it. Stop it.
I feel the same way. Exactly.
But
Yeah.
I don't know, for some reason that brings up something in my head. When I was a kid, when I was like, you know, in first grade or whatever, I never got good snacks in my lunch, and other kids did, and I
Did
try
you
to trade them.
steal?
I had these like fruit belts, like that was my dessert. Like made of
Oh,
like
yeah.
organic fruit or whatever, and like they had seeds in them and shit like that. And other kids had like fruit
You know it's
roll-ups or
good.
like butterscotch crimpets or like real desserts. And I would always try to trade them, and they make fun of me, even though I was
Oh.
bigger than them, and it really hurt, really hurt.
Oh,
And then
I'm sorry,
I'd choke down
dude.
my fruit leather. I think they call it fruit leather. Like if you
I
call
know
a
you're talking about.
snack, if a snack is called leather, like it's skin that you can't eat. That's what leather is, and then you called the snack this. Like, that's not a good snack to give your kid.
Supposed to sound tougher, you know?
It
This is leather.
Like, I was already healthy as fuck. Like, I'm in first grade. I'm healthy as fuck anyway, just because I'm young and vibrant. Like, you don't need to give me health foods.
Oh.
True. That's actually helpful
He was
to
forced. He
remember.
had to go to the like Young Life's, like the young hip Christian gatherings, and like, and I'm not even trying to fully diss them because a lot of our friends went and had a blast, but he didn't think they were a blast. And he talks about the snacks they would have there, and they don't sound fun.
Yeah, that's was that part of was the fruit leather part of
That
it?
wasn't what it would be like Crystal Light lemonade, you know, the sugar-free
Yeah, I know
one,
Crystal Light. Oh my
and like
God.
popcorn balls. that somebody's mom made that homeschooled their kid. I don't know. It was a lot of weird little creations, but they'd be like, "Come on in, you guys. Come try it. We got food. We got entertainment." Because they had like a band, like a really, really enthusiastic Christian rock band there, and they would all sing, close our eyes, and wave up to Jesus.
Jesus, fill me up. It's
Oh
always like sexual sounding a bit to me.
I got popcorn balls, you know. I mean, of course there's like
So, next topic, I know we will not touch on this for a long time. Trump won the election. I have to bring it up because I do cover current events on this podcast, and that's a huge thing that I just want to talk about. And I, part of what helped him win was that the Amish came out and voted for him.
Is
And
that real?
that.
Did you
I
just
heard
make that
that.
up?
No, I saw it on TikTok, but then I Googled and checked if this was true with, the typical news outlets, and it is. And when I researched a little bit why, the government was interfering with their farming and stuff like that. So they had had enough. And that's why I'm usually not a Democrat or Republican. I like to be in the middle because there are certain issues that I resonate, on both sides with for this election. The abortion stuff really took over for me. But, people went out, they voted. I don't even fully know how to feel. I will say I am happy that they're ending some of those migrant vouchers. And I know, some people might disagree with that, but that was one of the issues that I did believe was going on and wasn't right. Like a lot of people on TikTok and otherwise were really having complaints and stuff about their town or their cities. So I am happy about that stuff. I'm sad about others. And I just hope that Trump tries to preside over the people. I'm sick of the extremes. So I would like a president who tries to go more towards the middle. I'm praying it doesn't get crazy.
Like,
You think it is going to get crazy? A lot of people think it's going to be horrific.
I think people are looking for to fight it no matter what. People always want to pop off. I mean, again, there's always going to be people who are like I feel like CNN and all those like entertainment news places are like executive produced by CNN, the Civil War. Like they've been trying to produce the movie, like the United States movie, America Brings You, the next Civil War or the next World War III. Like there's just been a lot of little like I feel like Easter eggs in the world in the last 20 years that it's like, come on, we can come on, let's just do it. Let's just do it. Because a lot of people stand to get very rich if we go to war and, military industrial complex and all
Civil
that.
War would be horrific. That would be so
No,
scary.
it would be so like again, I don't think like I think most people don't want war. So there I got a message last year that was very much like, right now the sort of loving part of humanity outweighs the negative part. But unfortunately the I don't I think I oh God, I don't even know, honestly. I've had so much going on personally, like really heavy stuff going on personally that this stuff I'm like
I
I'm
didn't want to
like
write your heavy personal stuff as topics, by the way.
no, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, like, I was thinking about it, like,
Feel
ooh,
free
let's
to
talk about
share
this.
whatever you want to share, but I clearly,
I'm okay.
but I
I
know you're
mean,
going through it.
I'm kind of going through it. So it's like, it's just interesting how the themes are reflecting out there. It's just like a lot of things in my personal world are just absolutely breaking, like just completely changing, transforming, which is apt. So I feel like we've known for a while this is going to be crazy. I'll tell you, I just find this interesting. I don't have any hopes for Donald Trump. I don't have any hopes for, I didn't have much hopes for Kamala. I just can't see. I just feel like I'm like, all right, guys, I'm going to pay my taxes and then I'm out. Like I opt out of all of this, of believing of giving my energy in to believing that someone is going to govern me. You're not governing me. Like you're just not. I mean, it's all failed. You guys, it's all failed. And now we're gonna really see the extent to how it's failed and how it has to be really broken. I think that what happened needed to happen. But I also hear a lot of whisperings of, and this is from TikTok, of course. I hear a lot of whispering of, this is actually not the end. That essentially, this all happened too quick and too easy, and it wasn't supposed to be that way. And there's more and more coming out where people's ballots weren't even counted. That there was a steal. This is the idea that's being floated around right now. It's the idea that's being investigated. It's also being investigated since Kamala is a prosecutor, and one of the reasons she's been so quiet is that they are gathering information, and we know
Well, I think
that's
they want to make
starting.
sure it was legit. And
Yeah, so I
Trump did
think, and
that.
I think it wasn't legit. I mean, there's no way it was legit. He's a fucking felon. I mean, the way that's the part to me that like I don't understand how people can't see. You know, I'm basically telling my children, you can break the law, you can SA somebody, you can be a rapist, and you can still become the president of the United States. And he sees through it. He's like, I can't believe, we just let a felon back in the country. And I was like, yeah, so it's all a joke. Like, we know it's all a joke. It's just a and then the other part of it is a lot of people, psychics, all that stuff, they believe he's never going to take office. So that's why I feel like in the next couple of months, there's a lot that we're going to see. But personally, when I tap into it, when I sink down into my intuition and not just like listen to all my everything on my algorithm, what I listen to and what I hear is, I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. I don't care. It's not, I think that this is the time to sort of pull my money financially back from certain organizations, which I intend to do. It's where I decide I'm going to be living in a way that's more sustainable, that's not wasteful. It's going to be me pulling back and deciding where my power is, taking my power back and not giving a fuck what happens around me. I will protect my children fiercely moving forward if anything should come to our doorsteps. And with the racism out there, that's not something to look forward to when your children are clearly mixed race. So it's something that we'll have to deal with when we come to it. But a lot of women are packing. A lot of women are coming to a place where the overwhelming majority of the men re commenting online right now on TikTok, a lot of the things they're saying, we know, your body, my choice. So these kinds of
That's
things
such a
are,
sociopath thing to say.
well, this is what
That's
men
where
are
the
saying right
lines.
now.
Damn.
Yeah, this is what men are saying all over the internet. And
But some men,
Women are passing,
I want to make sure to say that on my end, because
people are passing around this person's fi picture, Julia Tofana, and things like
some
that.
people might
So,
have to go back to the kind of abortions where you know what to drink to, abort.
Well, this is a
And
good
this is a
thing.
good time to
It's a
become an
great,
herbologist and
yes.
know all the different plants.
Because we have to depend on ourselves. We know, we should know, even if the candidate we wanted was in the office, they're not going to do anything for us. Like it's up to us. It's always been up to us. So we just have to take our power back from the
Would you get a
powers that
gun
be.
for real? Would you get
No.
one?
No, I mean I'll say, I am separating from my husband, so I'm going to be living alone. And that's going to be scary. So part of me thought about it. I was like, maybe I get a gun, but then I'm just like, meh. Don't fucking care.
I want to get like
Don't care.
unorthodox weapons, like in case somebody comes, like something they're not prepared for, like claw hands, like something, you know what I mean? Like, or something like a belt that shoots something
Yeah.
at you.
Well, there's a lot of women who are showing there's a lot of self-defense women out there on TikTok who are passing along things you can do legally, And you know, one is a, like there's a lock, a locked padlock that's wrapped around a cloth.
Oh, shit.
There's a lot of really good. I mean, listen, you're talking.
Wait,
I was
it's
like,
wrapped
there's a
around
whole.
the cloth? So you like whip the cloth at
So
him or what?
here, so here's the lock, like here's the lock, whatever, and then here's the hook, and then you just kind of tie a cloth around it so that you can.
You can swing it. Oh, it's nice. All right. I
That's
like
like a
that.
prison weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. Well, so women are educating each other on what other women have done when they've been with abusers. You know, this isn't just go around and you know, mess with people who are not doing anything to you. This is a you fight fire with fire kind of a thing. So,
I'm a hermit. I'm a married hermit, so I don't feel the danger in the same way anymore. You know, when I was living in Jersey City and heading into Manhattan and coming back home at 2 a.m., it was something, you know, that I felt more. But and I do, I mean, when we go to the gym together, I feel safer. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah,
I
for
am happy that I'm
sure.
with like a 6 foot 6
Yeah,
you
I mean,
to feel safe. So I kind of do forget that piece of it. But I think men are going to be part of the revolution. I think the
they
divine
have to
feminine that's
be.
coming in.
They
Yeah. I
have to be.
think it's about positive masculinity, positive femininity, not to exclude the light and dark within both energy systems.
Exactly. It's
But
got to
I
be the
think,
divine masculine coming
and just
in.
worldwide, like obviously what's going on in Afghanistan with the women, and now they can't even talk to each other. They can't talk in public, like in some areas of the world, and we're all connected. The crazy, they're trying to lower the age in certain countries where you can marry a child bride at like 9 years old. So the fact that that's even allowed globally, I know we're not even getting it together in the US, but like the energy needs to shift. And I think Mother Earth is pissed off. The weather is going to get continue to be crazy and unpredictable. I mean, it's even unpredictable here, not in a bad way. It's been like really nice out. And I do enjoy it, but I'm also like, you know, this is global warming, but dang, I love my 70 degree weather in November, but it's also kind of like, what's this going to come with? But and it's already coming with major flooding in certain areas, but I think the stuff that's going to happen, whether it's weather collectively, it's essentially because Mother Earth, Father Earth, the deities, there needs to be a change. The pain here for both men and women who are abused in society and in their own families, like I think men, just like women, but men are learning, some of them, to be more vulnerable and speak what happened to them. And
Absolutely.
I've seen the change, even from when I really first started comedy and how I was treated as a female on stage. It's changed. Although I'm very cautious about what stages I step onto, which is why I love doing your shows. But yeah, I think it's going to change, and I think it's going to be better for men and women, because anytime you suppress a certain group, you're suppressing the whole thing. So
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I
you're
think
probably
that,
hating all this
no,
conversation.
I love it. I'm on your guys' side. I don't care. I was
Yeah. I
very
mean, I think
familiar.
it's
Yeah.
about, it's also
I knew what
about
y'all do.
like the, I think if the men want to help, there's one thing that I'm going to start saying, and I'm going to be recording my podcast next tomorrow, and I just did a bunch of writing around it. And one of the things I was saying is like, it's not about taking a seat at the table. It's not about breaking any glass ceiling. It's about fucking leaving the building. And it's about coming, bringing your whole self to a circle, as opposed to this table that they've built or this ceiling that they constructed. And it's about divesting yourself from and decentering these ideas. And that I feel like is really exciting. And I think men absolutely have to and can be a part of it. However, it's got to be led by women. And I think if men really want to help, then they have to make the space for women to lead if they want to. Otherwise, they're just going to fucking take. I mean, women are just going to, it's time for women to just take their space, but they don't need to take it from the men. It's like, let's just go out here. Like, let's just go to the woods and meet there and do it. You know, Just see, there has to be a different way.
Well,
I
one of the
recommend,
things, I think it's called 4B. Some women are, and maybe I'm mixing up what it means, but a lot of women are like, close your legs, ladies. And I will say, I was celibate for 5 years before I reconnected with my twin flame, because I'm all into twin flame stuff. And, I knew him in middle school, and I have to say, his energy, because it comes down to, does your energy feel safe as a man, a woman? He was the, I'll say, the one soul who never was aggressive to me sexually. It was the other way around, which I've apologized for.
Works like a charm.
But I think that's important. I think to me, a real man is in his own body and isn't, trying to sexually pressure any environment. And he was one of the few male souls that never made me feel unsafe. It was always I making the advances, and I appreciated that because I have had many instances in my life where I didn't feel completely safe or safe at all. So I think also men need to realize that usually when a woman's into you, they will approach you themselves. I won't say all the time. Maybe there are some really shy ladies out there who want the man to make the first move. But on my end, I loved that he was in his own space and I got to be the one to decide when it felt safe.
I think it's important for heterosexual women to take a long look at themselves and what they actually want out of a partner if they're still seeking, and what kind of qualities they're going to need in that partner. But the woman herself has to be strong enough to, again, I love this word that's going around TikTok, to decenter yourself. I felt for me, like at least for like a really long time, especially in my relationship and my marriage, being a mom of two kids, it's like it occurred to me. I was like, I just kind of handed my power over. I really handed my power over. It was kind of the only way to do it, the only way I could understand how to do it. And then I kind of constructed this cage around myself, in the form of him. And then that cage started caging. So it's like I realized where I contributed to this dynamic. But that I also realized that I don't have to fucking do it anymore. So it's going to be about taking power back if you happen to be someone who allowed your power to be taken from you. And I think that's another thing that women have to kind of recognize, is that we really have centered men in our lives, in our futures, in our, it's sort of needing them to protect us. And I do think we need them to protect us because of like other men,
And women. I will say a lot of the
a
predators
lot
in
of
my
women have
life,
internalized
a lot of
misogyny.
predators in my life have been women.
Oh yeah.
And yeah,
Oh,
and
for
I
sure, for
think
sure.
sometimes it surprised me because I expected a quote unquote maternal force, whatever maternal really means, because we've interpreted it in a certain way. So yes, I agree that a lot of men can feel unsafe and are can be predators, but I think women can be in a whole other way as well, because men have that, some men have the physical dominance. It's just physically they could snap you, whereas
Yeah, of
women
course.
can do something different.
And at the same time, there's a lot of men who are physical who could snap you but won't. Like there's, you know what I mean? There's a guy I remember. I was waitressing this year a lot in the cafe, and then we have this guy that comes and like delivers these big boxes of produce and everything. And he's just this huge guy. And then I tried to like lift one of the boxes. He's like, no. And he came at me with like, you're a woman, you're not going to be able to lift it. And I was like, excuse me. Of course, I ended up pulling out my shoulder because I needed to like prove it to him. But I was like, you can't say that to me. I was like, you can't say that women are not as strong as men, because you know, come on, we out here. I'm like, there's plenty of women who are way stronger than some men. If you put it that way, there's a lot of men who ain't that strong, you know? I mean, we got our short kings, we got our skinny kings, like they're not that strong. And there's a lot of women out there who are, in fact, stronger.
I've seen some strong
Look at these
women.
Olympic athletes. Like, there's women who are bodybuilding these days. I mean, you don't want to fuck with these women. I mean, go see the movie Love Lies Bleeding. That's a good movie, too.
When we were in Langhorne, you kept seeing women outside doing the lawn work or whatever, the yard work, and they looked really strong
And I was
and really
intimidated
capable.
because I can barely do any chores these days with my Lyme being so
Yeah.
horrible. So I'm like watching these badass women just like not just mowing their lawns, because I get no, mowing your lawn is hard. I'm sorry. Like that takes a lot of strength. Like that is hard as fuck. So I won't
Yeah.
even dismiss the mowing thing, but just shoveling snow, any of that stuff is really hard. So when I see a badass woman, I think the last time I was like, are you sad? Like, do you wish you married a strong woman who could like take care of those things instead of, you know, me? Like, oh, I can't move. I'm sorry. And you seem to be pretty nice. You were like, no.
Look, if you had a little extra in you to do the yard work, would I be happy? Yeah, I'd be a little bit happy. But it doesn't mean that I want to marry a woman who's really good at taking care of the yard work. It's just, it would be an added plus. I'm not gonna lie, like that's pretty dope, but or if she had limos come pick me up or something like that. There's always things you could add on. Like I'm sure you'd be a lot happier
I would love
if I could pay
limos.
for everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but it doesn't mean like I'm not gonna be mad about that.
Right.
That's an add-on.
Right. Well, that's
The soul part,
appreciated.
we connected on the soul part. Like, if
Yeah.
you get good at doing yard work, I'm not gonna fuck with you. I'm not gonna stand in your way.
Well, it's a good thing our yard is so small, but I'm not touching it anytime soon. But if these antibiotics work, you never know. I'm on antibiotics and I am praying that they turn me into a new person because I used to do a lot of things in a day. I think about that. And I
Yeah.
still enjoy resting and laziness. Like, even if I got healthy, I don't think I'll ever throw away what I've learned about needing your body to rest to rejuvenate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to be able. I'm not saying yard work's like the first thing I'm gonna go to if I get healthy. Like, I'd start with vacuuming. And doing my laundry more regularly. The other day, my bedroom, it had like a smell. It was like, I should really get to do it. I shouldn't have even shared that. But you know what I mean? Like,
I didn't think you were gonna share that. That's funny.
it's just like when anyone
I'm
who has
all
like
for
chronic
fart talk.
illness or depression or like just something where you can't keep up with all your stuff. Like, some things have
Yeah.
to go. It's doing my sheets and my blankets, and people can like hate on me. I try to do them as often as I can. But yeah, the other day I was like, oh man, like this room has a smell to it. I also think it's because the past owners had cats. I swear to God, they peed in that room.
That's very common. I've seen that on TV
I'm
shows.
sure it
They'll
can't
like you
just,
pull up the floorboards and there's like cat piss pretty much everywhere.
yeah, it can't be
But
all
cat
my
piss
fart.
that
Yeah.
smelled like human farts.
Well, sometimes I
Just
don't know
kidding.
about you, but like I have a friend who passed in 2012, and when he comes back and makes his grand entrance, he'll bring fart smells, which is what he did in life. So
That is awesome. Do you know that Jennifer also has, she can do intuitive healings, and then, but also she's like a medium ish.
yeah, no, I think we
Yeah.
got into it on the last
I try to
podcast.
avoid it as much as possible. I don't like, but right now, it is coming in handy, because in light of what else is happening in my life, it's like when it rains, it pours. Is my aunt just on a very close aunt, just unexpectedly passed. Hospitals, they love not really knowing how to heal people. They just love injecting them with all this equipment, and then they get sick, and then they want to pull the equipment out, and they don't know why that they can't help them and need to give them anesthesia again. And my aunt didn't want any part of it, and she passed yesterday.
I'm
And
sorry.
thank you. And I did have a point though. It helps because while it doesn't erase the grief of losing somebody, which God, it's the second person I've lost this year, like who's very close to me. You are able to talk to them and help them with their transition. Now I have a better understanding of grief balanced with talking to my loved ones when they've just passed. That's the honestly the like unless it's like for a friend or when it's with me, that's kind of like the only the best times for me to be a medium. But I think everyone has capabilities of being a medium if they so choose. So for me, this was perfect. I don't need other people to pay me for it. Like I'm kind of like I'm happy just like talking to my grandma and my mom, now my aunt, and just kind of setting up a new altar for my aunt today. And I know that she's okay and she's like out of pain. So
Does
I
the
think if
altar,
people are, go
I'm
ahead.
sorry, does the altar make it easier to talk to her? Like, is that what it's for?
For me, it's similar to how when you need to get your thoughts down, you write them. So there's like a chemical reaction in your body to actually create something physically. You know what I mean? Like, in order for you to make a, if you want to make an intention stick, they always say the act of the chemicals between your brain and your hand, and kind of how that all connects. And when you're writing, it helps really bring it more solid. It really helps bring it more into form. So I think of the altars similarly. So it's like it's a focal point that I've used my hands to kind of come together and choose the right stones that I want, choose something that I know was hers, find the right picture. And I found the right picture. But it also comes into like, okay, so I have four boxes of photos. I have no idea where a good picture of her is. I have an idea of the picture I want. And then I just ask her, where's the photo? And then I go to the first box and I'm like, there it is. So it's like, it's that kind of stuff that helps. I know they're all here, and so it's like I light candles for kind of everyone in that side of the family. And I think it's mediumship, if it can be accepted by most people, would be amazing because then you can build this relationship with your loved ones who've passed if you want to. There's a lot that can be sort of spoken, a lot of wisdom that comes through in the afterlife between them and you. I'm just going to share one more thing, just like in honor of her. So thank you for everybody for listening. Is that when I did set up the altar and I started praying and lighting the candles, and just talking to her and to my grandmother, my mother, and my aunt Bertha, and my grandfather, like basically that whole side of the family. I saw, now this is interesting. You know how what archangels appear to people to have all those eyes and they look like these weird, I don't know, like some people when they take what their experience with archangels has been, it's like they look like these weird beings
I've
that have
seen them
like
on
eyes.
TikTok. That's
And
not
like
how I
wings.
experience them, but I know that's how a lot of people do.
So I got a hit that the reason why we see that is because they're connecting with the inside of our bodies. And through some energy clearing work that I had been trained in, you take this action to kind of become small in your awareness and go inside your body and act like you're kind of sitting in your own rib cage, like looking out. And when I did that and I called in Archangel Michael or all the archangels, what lit up was the whole network of cells inside of me, and each one of them turned into an eyeball. And I was like, is this what people are seeing? They're seeing the view of your connection through your body, but on the inside. And they were like, yes, this is what you're lo well, this is what you're seeing when you see all these beings. They're coming to you in your, who knows if that's true or not. Anyway, so I was seeing them, and then I got an image of how my aunt came off the planet. Now, this is gonna sound really strange. She rode a horse. And they showed me her riding this like golden horse into the sun. And I was like, okay, I know that there's this moment because I've had moments where I remembered my own death from other lifetimes. And one of them, I remember very clearly flying into the sun, feet first, like mommy. And behind me was statues that I later came to find were these statues in Egypt. And I was literally like this, but floating over a body of water and into the sun. And I knew that I had just died. And I was like psyched. I was like, here we go. You know? So when they showed me this image, there was like a little bit of a, this is similar to you know what this is. When you pass, you sort of get your, you know, if you're a light, you know, you're living in enough light, you're getting this kind of experience of leaving. And that her experience was like her like riding off on a golden horse, kind of like into the sky, almost like the last scene in Grease where the car goes up, you know, like at the end. I don't know if anyone here watches Grease, but CJ's like, yeah,
Do you
sure.
remember?
I
Do you
don't
remember?
know
You don't
that.
remember
No, that's
Grease?
all I was like.
I love Grease.
We'll always be together.
I should know that, but I don't know that.
I know. Yeah,
I don't
that's.
know if I've ever seen that whole movie. I think I've seen clips of it, but I've never seen the
Well,
whole
now
movie.
it's a great
Really?
time to see
Oh
it.
my gosh. We should see it.
I
I know. I
can't
was like,
watch
I need to show
anything
my
made
daughter.
before 1995 anymore. It just doesn't look
You
okay
sound like my teenage kids.
to
My God.
me.
It's true. I get it though.
And what you're saying, I mean, that does make sense, you know, kind of entering that warmth, the sun. We were talking with Jessica last time on the podcast about
Oh yeah.
reincarnation. He
Yeah.
wants it to be like you go into the sun and that's it. Like he wants, I could feel when you were describing it, like he wants
Right.
there to be a heaven you enter after all this hardship and you don't have to come back here. And
Yeah.
I think you have a choice once
You
you
get to
pass.
decide for sure.
Yeah, like you make your soul contracts, like you decide your mission.
That's what I worry about. I worry like I'll go into heaven and then like there's got to be something, there's got to be a reason why heaven isn't good enough that I decide to come back. That, you know what I'm saying? Like why else would
My
I
God.
write be like, okay, let me sign up for that again.
Because you're a
That
warrior
fucking
of
horror
light.
show.
Because you're a warrior of light. And maybe once you're disembodied, you're looking back at like the pain of Earth, but also the excitement and the capacity to learn life lessons. And like, because you're a motivated warrior, you might be like, fuck it, let me go back in. And
Yeah.
but like, did I earn? Like, am I like three more stars of a person? Like, because the last one I put in, or do I just go in and it's just luck of the draw after that? You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, like, I think it
Or
all
do I
has
get
to,
lower?
I think it has to do with, no, well, I don't think you have to
I'm
worry
a
about that.
slug.
I don't think you have to worry about that. I
God's
mean,
like,
I,
sure, you can go
you can
back in.
choose. I know
You've
that
got
you
the
can
perfect body.
choose. Listen, I had a friend who just passed in June, and he and I were very psychically connected, but I also got a lot of psychics to help, like, talk to him the first couple of months because I was just not ready. And he was saying how he's like heading back to Earth right away. And I was like, bro, he like just got there. But it's because in his, you know, like in his heart, the reason was because we need so much help. And he's the kind of guy who would be
Aww.
like, all right, I'm coming back. We gotta help.
And
I
so
definitely
can
need
I
help.
ask for like a power? Like, all right, can I just drink with no consequences when I get back?
Listen, I'll
So
tell
can
you
I
this,
have.
CJ. We're in a such a timeline, not I don't want to say timeline shift. We're in such an intense time, like such a significant time that y right now, like we're all here in the front row, which is like awesome. It's like why we all decided to be here because like everything, nothing's gonna look the same in 10 years, 5, 10 years. So it's like you came here knowing that that is what you were going to experience, which is amazing. And that's, you know, it's pretty much an amazing ride. So I think, you know, there's going to be changes in the laws of the universe after this time period, because I think this time period is so, especially with there's a lot of interdimensional fucking shit that's happening on this planet. Like, there's a lot of interdimensional shit happening. That shit is bubbling up. I'm like, get the fuck out of my house. Like, you do not, like, I have no desire. Like, I'm not fucking with this anymore. People are starting to kind of open their eyes about Bashar as well. The guy who channels Anka, who channels Bashar. People are finally like opening their eyes about that.
Yeah, he's a
Anyway,
TikTok
so
star now.
he's a TikTok star now. I'm like, oy. But people are like, yeah, there's things I just don't buy. And I'm like, yeah, don't buy it. Like there's beautiful things that he says that are like universal truths, but this universe, the law, like everything's gonna be changing. So the way the reincarnating, I feel like even that cycle is gonna be different.
Yeah, she's saying you could come back with a superpower. Hopefully not to drink with no
I
consequences,
hope that they
but
change the law that you don't have to be reincarnated anymore. You can
oh
just
my
stay
God.
in heaven.
Well, this is
That's
the thing.
the law that I want to change.
I think the moon, the way that I understand it, the moon keeps us locked into this planet. And it keeps us locked in to keep kind of recycling and trying to push forward. But that process even seems to be like it's all gonna shift. It's all, I mean, there's such a break. Like who knows what's gonna happen. So I feel like the rules that we've understood up until now, you don't have to worry about because I think they're gonna be changing. Like, so I don't think you have to worry about like whether.
You're freer than you think, and
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about you dying, but I feel like you're going to have more choices than you realize. But for
Yeah.
now, let's pretend we're immortal, aka be immortal, and not, I know you don't even want to think about that because life's so hard. You don't have to think about
I
mortality.
think you guys, I love that you guys stay in shape together, which is like such a kind of random thing to say, but I think that's a huge part of taking our power back for men and for women. I feel like creating a real, like a program, like an exercise program, you should, like everyone should be really getting their bodies strong. And I've put it off for 48 years and I've never like really, I'll like work out for 3 months and then I'll be like, meh. But now kind of going back to what I said before is like, because I am in so much pain if I don't work out, if I don't stay strong. And I realize it's a huge part of my spiritual development to be in a strong body because I cannot take my power back if I can't fucking like bend my like if I can't bend my knees or if I'm like, you know, so and I'm experiencing a lot of arthritis and shit like and degenerative disc disease. And so it's like the stronger I get, the less it hurts. That's just kind of the long-term plan and really just eating well, not eating, you know, crap anymore. I mean, when you have to, like on days like today, fuck it. I was like, give me the cookies. Give me all the cookies. But
Overall, you're saying.
overall, like really making that hand in hand with your spiritual development, it's like your physical development is really important right now. It's like everybody's healthy body is needed.
Yeah, because even like I feel like just not letting it become a cage, because it can become a cage. It can
Yeah.
become the opposite of like your power and
Yeah,
become the
that's
thing that
true.
holds you back from
An
doing the thing.
extreme, yeah, like yeah. No,
Yeah, no.
I can
And I
understand
think
that.
that's why I'm glad you said that, because it's one of the things I appreciate most about my relationship with him is he got me going there, because I was
Yeah.
basically bedridden when we reconnected. And I remember him saying to me, like, take your headache to the gym. And I didn't even think of it like that. Like, oh yeah,
Yeah.
I can get to the gym even if I'm only there 20 minutes, because that's all I can handle. But
Yeah.
well, and when I
I
said
do feel
that,
stronger, mind, body, spirit stronger because of it.
yeah.
and when I said that, I was just more thinking about like how I am. If I have a headache and I just sit in it or lay on the couch, that's all I can think about. So I feel like it
Yeah.
almost hurts more than if I go and try to do something with the headache. But that's just for me. Everybody's different with their pain.
Everybody's
So
different.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for me, like I don't ever want to go to a gym again. No, thank you. I don't love men walking up to you trying to tell you what you should be doing. That's always really fun for women,
Oh
by
my
the
God, she
way.
gets a lot of that.
Yeah, these
But they
guys
don't
just
like my
come right up.
responses, I'll tell you
Oh,
that.
what are your responses?
Well, there was one time, this wasn't a guy telling me what to do. There was one time there was a guy, now he did have mental illness, but he
Yeah.
was coming up to me in my space and I just went, no. Oh, and that was abrupt, but
He's never
needed.
seen that one before.
It
He, it
awesome.
was needed,
His
but you have to be
therapist told him to
clear.
start approaching people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go get out there, start talking to some people. And then, you know, she,
I'm not the
I
one.
never
Not
saw
the
him
one.
after
I'm
that
not the
day at the
one.
gym.
But
That guy.
that's
No,
good. So one guy
You're
that said,
teaching
no.
him. You're teaching him his kindness. That's what it is.
It's just like
Yeah.
back up, bro, like
Yeah.
boundaries. And then so like when one dude said to me, this is how you do it, I said, you know, thank you. And no, I normally say, thank you, I'm gonna do it my way. But I say it in a way where I'm like, how could you even interrupt me? Because I doubt there are women going up to men being like, try it this way,
But I think we
stallion.
should start going up to men and being
Bend a little
like,
deeper from the
yeah,
thighs or whatever
first
the
of all, you're going to want to smile, you know. Second of all, you're going to want to brace your core. Like, we should definitely just, we
I'm
should
not approaching
definitely.
anyone at the gym. I hide. I have to wear sunglasses now because of my double vision.
Oh,
So I'm
shit.
now, it's like extra hiding, and I
I think
like
it
it.
would take me so by surprise if a woman came over and told me how to do it that I'd just actually do it. I wouldn't know what other way to do, you know, what other way to react. I'd be like,
You're the
okay,
best,
yeah,
CJ.
that does feel good.
That's pretty awesome.
Otherwise, I
Yeah.
wouldn't know how to deal with that
You don't
situation.
want
It's
to.
a foreign situation for me.
I love one of the biggest things I'm seeing on TikTok is I'm really loving the sort of like there's this one group of there's this two women from Alabama, and I'm normally I should not be probably like supporting whatever. They're not like they're not coming out as being MAGA, but I'm assuming. But anyway, but they what they do is they basically just make men uncomfortable. And they pull up to truck stops in their like southern drawl, and they hurl the most like dirty, nasty pickup lines at men that I can't even like. But it's such a great, I like it's so good because the men are so caught off guard, and it's a lot of men in like, you know, camo gear. So it's like, but the way she shouts at them in it's just like, you know, it's for fun. And all of them like are like looking at her weird. And then when they hear what she's actually saying, they all kind of like smile. And I'm like, see, that's what we need more of in
It's
this
you doing
country.
the
That's
kissy. That's
hilarious.
you
I gotta
doing the
watch
kissy to the truck drivers. The truck drivers.
basically. But she, you know, she, oh, I wish I could come up with some of them, but I'll send them over to you because they're
We'll
just
check them out.
hilarious. But just kind of like reversing the, you know.
Yeah, reversing the dynamic. I mean,
Yeah.
and we got to wrap it up in a sec, but I will
Yeah,
say,
yeah,
when I put out my rap video, Labia Game, that was my intent. You know, I still have put it to private these days, and but I was trying to be like, what if a woman said this? Like, the point was supposed
Yeah.
to be reversing the roles a bit, but we
I
don't
mean, thank
reverse
God for
roles in the bedroom.
Gen Z is we can depend on Gen Z for it all because they're here for it. They will start, they'll make ape noises. They'll do these crazy sounds if men come up to them on the street. And they, you know, they are like these gorgeous young women who, if a man talks to them, they'll start like scratching their crotch or something. Like they'll do something really wild because they don't give a fuck anymore. That I love. So I'm like, I'm here for that.
Everyone has the right to feel safe. Sorry, what were you
They used
saying?
to have Sadie Hawkins dances. Remember?
Yes,
I was never a part
I
of one,
remember.
but I was like, I was early enough. I was like, I'm old enough now that I at least saw it on like sitcoms, like the Sadie Hawkins dance or like
We
movies
had
and stuff
those.
like that. We never had
We
one,
totally had
but I thought
those.
that was a great idea.
It's
I thought
so
it would take a
funny.
lot of the pressure off.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
Sadie Hawkins, man.
Yeah.
Jennifer, where can
Yes.
people find you? You can list
Yes.
multiple Instagram accounts if you'd
Awesome.
like.
I know. Well, right now I'll just do the one. It's at the Jennifer Way on Instagram. That's WAI. And then my website's jenniferway.com. And then if you want to follow me on TikTok, I am at Sacred Comedy on TikTok. So
Awesome.
yeah.
What a good name, too. And thank
That
you.
is a great name. When you said WAI, that threw me off. I was like, why? I was mouthing why as you said I, like, because I was
Yeah.
so sure that it was WAY, but then you said I, and I was like, that's fucking
It's
dope.
fucking dope. And
Yeah.
there's if you're Asian and you're wondering why, it's because I was adopted by a Chinese family. No, I'm not really. But my husband is Chinese, so that's why I have a Chinese last name. So yeah.
Love it.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And thank you again, Jennifer.
Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thanks, guys.
Hola mi gente, Rosalind Sanchez here from He Said, Ella Dijo. And although I like drama in my telenovelas, when it comes to real life, I prefer a drama-free casa. Thanks to Fabuloso, its remarkable lavender scent lingers like a longing glance. And with two times more active ingredients to take the drama out of any mess, you'll be shouting, gracias. Fabuloso's two times concentrator formula provides two times more active cleaning ingredients versus non-concentrated Fabuloso original. Use as directed.